Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
All right. It is time to talk a little basketball. As we promised earlier here on Darren Donick and Chase, we're going to be joined by Coach Penny Collins. Tennessee State Tigers, winners last night in their game. They are now 13-9 on the season, 5-4 in the OVC. And they're on the road to take on Tennessee Tech coming up tomorrow. And Coach Collins joins us. Hey, Penny, how you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Doing real good this morning. Hey, Willie, we came a long way since the high school sports show, didn't we?
Yes, we did. Boy, you know, speaking of going down memory lane, Penny, I got to tell you, I was going through some old stuff. It's one of those cases where I was looking for one thing, and I was digging through all kinds of stuff, and I didn't find the thing I was looking for, but I found all these other old things that I hadn't seen in a long time. Mm-hmm. I had my scorecard, my pregame study guide, if you will, just my game chart, for the Belmont at Missouri game way back when you were playing, and the Belmont Bruins went to Columbia, Missouri, and upset the Tigers. I'm sure you remember that night very well.
Of course I do. That was a monumental night and a huge moment in Belmont history, man. I'll never forget that.
So I was looking over my notes. You know, I was looking, what did I write about each guy? You know, I was like, it was Penny Collins, you know, Whites Creek High School, all the basic stuff. You know, here's his height and everything. But it had, like, tidbits on how you'd done the last couple of games, and I was writing down all the guys. It was just fun to go back and think about that game.
It was a special moment, man. And they were ranked in the country. And I mean, I remember after we won that game, it felt like it was a championship for us. And we actually spawned that into the beginning of something special for Belmont.
Do you remember kind of the vibe in there? What I always remember was, like, the people that followed Missouri at the time, I don't think they could have told you where Belmont was. Not even close. They would have been completely guessing, right? If they were to try to find out.
Yeah. Well, the temperature of that game, though, Missouri was ranked number three in the country earlier in that year, so they were, you know, they had a lot of expectations for that team. Quinn Snyder was the head coach, coached in the NBA now with the Jazz, and you know they were ranked 23 in the country at the time we played them. And I remember that it was just so quiet in the gym. It was a sold out game, but it was so quiet because they couldn't believe they were getting beat. And they started throwing stuff on the court. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah.
They started throwing stuff on the court late in the game. And, you know, we had the game sold up. And Steve Draven, who's shooting like 90-something percent, 96% from the free throw line, to seal the game, this man missed the free throw. So Adam Mark got the rebound, luckily, and kicked it back to Steve. And he made him the second time. And we shook hands. We didn't celebrate. We didn't say nothing. And then we got in that locker room, and we jumped up and down and partied. It was a very, very good moment.
I also remember the bus ride. We rode the bus all the way back to Nashville that night. That's not a short trip, but it felt like it was flying by just because we relived the game like three times, you know?
Yes. That was a fun moment. Do you remember? I'm not sure if that's the same trip that you were in the hot tub with us and we were all talking basketball. Do you remember that?
Oh yeah, that was later in the season. I think that was a little further south. I think was Boca Raton. I think.
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah, there was a lot of guys in the hot tub that night. That was fun.
Yeah, it was fun. A lot of fond memories, man. It's glad I had a chance to be a part of it.
Well, let's fast forward to your club. Right now, Tennessee State is you guys have taken a really nice step forward here. Got a big road win last night. Those are never easy to come by. You went through a tough portion of your schedule. You played some pretty good teams here. So kind of assess your situation at the midway point of the league schedule.
Yeah, you know, for us, you know, we're 5-4 right now. We really feel like we let a couple games get away from us. But we've been hit hard with the injury bug, man. We had 11 really strong, good rotation guys, and now we were always whittled down all the way to seven guys. So we were playing with seven guys the last three games, and we got two back for this past game on Thursday. And as soon as we get those two guys back, we lost our starting point guard who had the flu, so he didn't play last night. So you know we're hoping to get him back tomorrow or next week, and then so we can get back to full strength. So we haven't played with our full team since maybe late December. So if we can get these guys back healthy at the right time and for this second half run to OVC, we'll put ourselves in position to try to finish up a little stronger than we started.
So how do you feel about how things are coming together in your big picture? Because as you take over, I'm sure you're assessing what you have coming back and who's coming in and transfers and all that stuff. Do you like the steps you guys have taken since you got there?
Yes. You know, year number one, it was exactly what we thought it would be. You know, it's going to be a learning year and opportunity for us to kind of get a feel for everything. And we accumulated what we could. You know, we were able to win 9 games. We were 1 game out of 5th place. And last year we had a lot of injuries as well. But going into year number two, we've already increased that win total to 13. And we got, 9 games left, something like that. So we got an opportunity to take a big step forward in year number two. And the main thing that we really are focused on, we're trying to go out and get guys that have good character and that can play basketball as well. They want to come in and get a degree. And we really feel like we flipped the roster in a positive way. And we just got to continue to on that path. And, you know, this is still just the beginning of something really special here at TSU.
You got a really nice game last night from Shakeem Johnson. He's had a nice year overall for you, a guy that gets a lot done in the paint.
Yeah, you know, we've been knowing Shakeem since he was a freshman in junior college. He led the country in field goal percentage as a JUCO player last year. And it's not ironic that he's leading OVC in field goal percentage right now. And he's 9-for-11 last night, 18 points, 10 rebounds. And he's just a really good player, really good person. Another just really, really good person to be around and lovely to talk to. And I expect big things out of him. And when he's playing like that, we're a really good team.
Well, one thing I've noticed, and we were just talking about Austin Peay last week, and the OVC has good shooters. You guys shoot the ball well. It wasn't a great night for you last night, but overall you guys could shoot the three very well.
Yep.
And I've been asking all the coaches that we've had on the effect of moving the line back a little bit. Have you guys seen much of a difference? I know overall the numbers are down maybe a percentage point across the country, but how does it affect the game?
I think it affects the game big time. I really wasn't a fan of it when they decided to push it back. Understood why. But they thought it would create more driving lanes and more angles, more spacing. But I think it's really about the same. I haven't really put much emphasis and thought on it. We don't talk about it it could be a hindrance to us. But our guys can shoot it. But I think it really hurts more those stretch four guys, you know, that are not really great shooters, but good shooters. And when you push them back a step, it hurts them. And especially late in games, you see it affecting on shot being short from guys that are – they usually make those shots.
Interesting announcement yesterday, Brian. I know you're aware of it. And tomorrow night, if you're coming to the Predators game, you're going to see a little Tennessee State flavor at the game. It's sort of a TSU night. You're going to have a little bit of the band playing, which is always – I mean, if you've ever been to a game at the Gentry Center, the atmosphere is just awesome. And so they're going to bring a little bit of that ingredient into Smashville tomorrow. But, Penny, it's a big announcement that they made, trying to raise $1 million over the next month, and it's going to set up a fund for students who are doing well academically but are falling a little short financially, need a little help to continue to pay for their education. I think it's a great idea.
Yes. Our president, Dr. Glover, she's an innovative person, and she's an elite fundraiser and just an elite person as well. And the partnership that she came up with the Predators is a genius. Unfortunately, I wish I could be there tomorrow, but we play Tennessee Tech. But you are absolutely right. Our band's going to be there. So they're going to add an amazing atmosphere to the Preds games. I'm a big time all Tennessee sports. I'm a big time fan. Titans, Predators, soccer team. I'm a big time fan. So I'm excited about the Predators and the partnership, and hopefully we can do something with them as well.
You know, sometimes, especially on shows like this, and you know, we're talking about, in many cases, scholarship athletes, right? That's not, they have a full ride, et cetera. But there's a lot of kids out there that are fighting their way through school. They're working jobs on the side to pay tuition that you almost take for granted. I know I do. I was fortunate enough to have a scholarship. I didn't have to think about that kind of stuff. But that was kind of the message of Sean Henry in the press conference yesterday. There's a lot of kids, they just need a little help to get through, finish their degree so they can move on and reach their potential.
Yeah, you know, and I see these kids every day, and they're not just on Tennessee State's campus. They're on every campus across the country of students that just are giving their best effort, and they're trying their hardest, and they're dealing with so much back at home and have so many different struggles that financially should be the last thing some of these students are worried about. And, you know, when we have people step up and they're able to donate to help the next generation of leaders get through college, without having to worry about finances, it goes a really long way.
All right, Penny, before we let you go, who do you like in the Super Bowl on Sunday?
Man, that's a great question. I'm a ride with the Chiefs. I just think their offense is too highly powered, and the quarterback is the way he did to our Titans, man. I just if he's in that kind of rhythm right now, then I think he'll have a really good Super Bowl. But I think it can really go either way. But if I had to pick, I'm gonna go with the Chiefs.
All right. Well, Penny, it's great to catch up as always. Good luck against Tennessee Tech coming up tomorrow, and for the rest of your season, we'll catch up with you down the road.
All right. Really appreciate you. Thanks for having me on.
All right. That's Brian Penny Collins, Whites Creek High School, played at Belmont for Rick Byrd, has bounced around. In fact, one of the stops that he made on his journey was at East Tennessee State under Steve Forbes, and they're having one heck of a year. In fact, I meant to ask him about that squad, even though he's, you know, has plenty to deal with his own team. But, you know, he's a guy that's really worked his way up the ranks and a guy that's easy to root for, you know, homegrown guy trying to do it here in Nashville.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, Willie. He's a great guy. He's got good history. I walked in as you were talking about that win over Missouri, and as an Illinois guy, I'm like, beat Missouri. Let's talk about this for like 15 minutes or whatever. But, you know, those memories are awesome. And that's what's so cool is he knows what it takes to win at that level because he did it at Belmont. He was part of the teams that really put Belmont on the map. And now he's at Tennessee State trying to do his own thing and building off what Dana Ford did there in his own way. And, I mean, if you look at that team right now, they're a totally different team, even with all the injuries he talked about, than they were at the beginning of this season and that they were last year. So he's definitely making progress.
Yeah, I did not even realize all of the struggles they had with injuries. But because even with all that, it's a nice step forward that they've made. But you wonder what they could do, what they can do if they can get everybody together for the stretch run.
I think the question now, because those games last week were on the road, is they're definitely better. It's what level better are they? Because I think they're definitely in that second group in the OVC right now. The question is, can they beat a Belmont? Can they beat an Austin Peay? Can they beat a Murray State? Because to me right now, those are clearly the three best teams at the top of the league. And can Tennessee State get themselves into that mix? Can they be a top four seed and get a bye in the OVC tournament? Because then obviously your chances of a run improve greatly if you can get yourself in that position.
Well, it's interesting. If they can take care of Tennessee Tech, which is a team that's struggling a little bit, but anytime you go on the road, nothing is a given. The next three are against that first tier. They've got Austin right. Peay and Murray State at home next week, and then they go to Belmont on Thursday the 13th. So, interesting stretch of the schedule.
Get healthy quick.
Yeah.
Get healthy quick. Get those guys back.
Steve Lehman from News Channel 5 is with us, and when we come back, we'll bounce around a couple of different things off of him, and then at 10:45, we'll end the hour by going out to San Francisco. We'll get some 49ers perspective from, is it Bonte Hill?
Correct. Okay. Bonte Hill.
Bonte Hill from 95.7 The Game. Stay tuned. We're coming back with more here on Darren Donick and Chase, 102.5 The Game.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.